This is Fracturing Football, where producers Jack Edwards and Noah Lichtenberg break down the latest in fantasy football news.
Welcome to the very first show of the second season of Fracturing Football. I'm your host, Noah Lichtenberg, and alongside of me, I have my co-host, Jack Edwards.
Thanks, Noah. Joining us on this very first show of the second season, we've got Nathan Jacobs. Maybe Matt has to tell a bit later, but Nathan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and just excited for the first Fracturing Football show of the year.
During today's show, we are going to go through who we would pick in our fantasy drafts, surprising and overvalued players, and overall draft strategies, and we're even going to get to a mock draft later in the show. But first off, we're going to talk about who we would pick in the first round. So unlike the past couple of years, when there's been like an obvious one or two players, such as Le'Veon Bell or David Johnson, this year there's more of it's more even at the top. So who would you guys pick if you had the first pick overall in your draft league?
See, the interesting thing for me is with the first overall pick, it just depends on which of the guy in the first round you think is the best, going to play the best this year. So you could pick a Todd Gurley because he had a fantastic year last year, carrying a lot of people to championships. But if you like a guy like David Johnson or even like a Saquon Barkley at number one overall, you could very easily go for them. And that's what makes it so interesting is that there's so many very talented rookies at the top, not rookies, running backs, excuse me, at the very top, that there's a lot of question marks. I think I don't want to have the first pick. I don't want to have to make that choice. And that's why I would rather be lower in a lot of my drafts.
Well, in my opinion, I think taking Todd Gurley is the easiest option out of all of them. I know Le'Veon Bell is on the board and David Johnson, but like, I'm just so... there's players that you can be unsure about, and Le'Veon Bell has had some problems in the past couple of years. And, you know, you have David Johnson, who last year we didn't even get to see him play, so... That's why I'm just not exactly sure with those two players. You know, I feel like Todd Gurley's a surefire. We've got the Rams have just been on fire, and I really see that happening again this year. They've added more to their defense, and their team as a whole is just going to be amazing throughout this year, and there's no doubt about that. So I feel like Todd Gurley is just a safe option, and then you have Ezekiel Elliott later on, but that you can't really take with those first two picks. That's just... He's not going to be up there with Todd Gurley, but I feel like Zeke is the other safe option out of those top four running backs.
I think what separates Todd Gurley from the rest of the pack is both the fact that he's able to do both things. He's able to be a receiving running back as well as being a phenomenal guy with the ball running behind the O-line. But I think what makes me one of the most confident with Todd Gurley is that he's playing on a Rams team that in general is incredibly strong. I mean, you look at David Johnson, who I think is personally the best running back in the league. He is not on a very good team in the Arizona Cardinals. But Todd Gurley has a ton of support around him. And that the fact that they're going to be one of the best offenses in the league is why I would probably take him number one overall. I probably agree with you there, Nathan. Even though I would say David Johnson might be better, he's not in a better situation.
Yeah, see, I have to disagree with both of you guys on that. If I had the first pick, I would choose Le'Veon Bell. And that is because he's in his last contract year with the Steelers. And from reports that I've heard they're going to run him to the ground. And like,
that's very
he's going to get a lot of touches. So I would pick him. And
I have seen like 400 touches being projected for Le'Veon Bell, which would be absolutely ridiculous. And I think into the Giants. He's going to be the key player for them. He could be a top three, not just running back, but fantasy player in general. Because we know how important running backs are.
And I think this number 11 or number 10 and 11 pick is such a great position to be in this year. What I see this year is a lot of big name players, and there's going to be so many playmakers this year. So being at that 10 slot, you get two of them, and once you get there, you know you have two of those players, so you can pick up an Odell Beckham and get a Melvin Gordon, and your team is set with two big studs.
And that is why, if I was able to pick my draft pick, I would pick towards the end of the first round, because while a guy like Todd Gurley can carry your fantasy roster like he did last year, the likelihood of him doing that again this year is low. I'd rather have two superstars than one incredible top-end player, at least for me personally. I feel like I would add more dynamicism to your team. I don't know if that's even a word.
Yeah.
Dynamics.
Dynamics to your team.
But I think those top two picks are just your first two round picks. I mean, are still just going to be absolutely amazing. I know that I have the third pick, and I'm happy with it. You really got to be happy with any of your picks, because the amount of the players that you can get in this draft is just.
All right. Before we take a quick break, you talked about the detrimental, like the first round and the second round are crucial to your team, and you also mentioned like there's a lot of top class players out there this year. What are the players that are gonna hinder your team? What are the players in the first two rounds which you want to avoid picking?
I think the big guy for me is Julio Jones. I think, and AJ Green as well. I think those two wide receivers, I've had skepticism about them for the last year to 2 years. So the fact that I think at this point, me personally, they still could put up great years. They're both fantastically talented football players. But me personally, I don't feel comfortable enough in them to risk them with one of my top two picks.
I completely disagree. That's funny because those are the two wide receivers I had last year.
I do remember that. You beat me in the championship with those two guys.
And that kind of just shows. But Julio Jones, I would agree he was not the best player he could have been last year. But he is their number one guy on that team. And that is not going to change. So that is just, you know he's going to get those touches. Last year, he got those touches. They tried to get him the ball as much as possible. It didn't really go as they had planned, but that was without Devontae Freeman for a lot of games, and we know he's going to be back this year. So I believe in Julio Jones, and then A.J. Green, I just think
Cincinnati is just not a good situation.
I agree with that, but I think this year they're going to get a run game going in Joe Mixon. I know that they added a lot of offensive linemen, and I believe in Joe Mixon this year. That is my big man.
I do agree.
I'm really trying to go after him this year. In my opinion, those first two rounds, I really don't want to pick up Kareem Hunt.
I strongly disagree with that. That is probably I was going to say the opposite. I would look for Kareem Hunt.
Their offense. Year,
have you seen Patrick Mahomes' arm?
Oh man!
In the last preseason game,
he has throw power.
Almost a 70-yard. Oh no!
70 yards.
Okay,
he had one.
He has throw power. He's still a rookie. I do not believe in him, believe in this Kansas City Chiefs at all.
But on the other hand, if you have a rookie quarterback, what do? You defer to the run game a lot. And Kareem Hunt, I mean, he's going to get a lot of touches. I mean, last year we saw against the Patriots in that very first game, he absolutely destroyed them, and I think that he has such high potential in this Chiefs offense. I honestly, I would reach a little bit with him if I have one of those mid to top picks. I would reach a little bit.
We're talking about same team players right now. Houston Texans. They were like very quiet last year after Deshaun Watson got injured. Like at the beginning of the year, there was a lot of hype. Like they were like going to the playoffs. There, it was going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think this year?
Well, in my opinion, I think Lamar Miller is a bust. And I've been watching some plays just with the running backs, some film you could call it, of just like the running back's ability to break tackles and get out of jukes and one-on-ones, and I've seen Lamar Miller and he's really not able to do that. So he gets those catches, he gets those runs, but he's really not able to beat that one-on-one tackling, which I would like to see an elite running back, and that's why we've seen so many times Lamar Miller has just been average. And with that position, when you have your studs already late in the fifth, early sixth round, you can see Lamar Miller, but I really would go not picking him up when you can pick up someone like Deion Lewis, which in Tennessee, I believe in him, and I think he can be an absolute beast because he has that quickness, as I've seen in some other plays from him, and he can get around those tackles. He can use his quickness to get into the second level, and in Tennessee, it's someone that could be a big player, and I would like to take a chance on someone like that late in the fifth round.
So you talked about, we're still talking about the Houston Texans. Earlier, we talked about that their number one wide receiver, DeAndre Hopkins. I would like to bring up a possible sleeper, their number two wide receiver, Will Fuller, because it's going to be DeAndre Hopkins is going to get that main coverage. And you have Deshaun Watson, who is an amazing QB. And he's going to be looking for another target. I think Will Fuller in those later rounds or mid rounds is a great pickup.
See, I can see what you're saying there. I had Will Fuller last year on one of my fantasy teams, and there was a couple of games where he would just blow up, and he got like 25 points like three times in a row. But I don't know. He had like in all those games about no more than five catches.
But that was without Deshaun Watson.
Those times were with Deshaun Watson, and that was before he got injured, and he only had like four catches. He would get touchdowns in those plays. He got 30 points with like two touchdowns, but I don't know. That's just not enough targets for me to really believe in yet.
So we're going to wrap up this segment right here and try and get a mock draft setup that we're going to do for the final segment. Try and see what we would do with some specific strategies. Up next, this song is going to be "Will You Be Sleeping?" Kind of relating to some.